Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. It's whistle. When you were over there, I said, well, she said 1 minute. I said, 1 minute. I don't think you heard
it. Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for his manifold blessing.
Amen.
Please excuse the delay. We're coming out of service, Sunday school, and rejoicing over our dear brother.
Amen.
The Lord blessing him to have a beautiful birthday.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for that, because we know that each day is a day given to us from the Lord. And we don't take it for granted. But we thank him for all that he's done. I'm just trying to get Sister Holmes on here. Thank God for that. And thank God for you being here with us online and those who are here in the house of God.
Amen. Truly, God has been good to us.
Amen.
He blessed us even, you're welcome. He blessed us even on yesterday. And we thank God for that blessing too.
Thank God. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. We have much to pray for, much to be thankful for. Our sister Webb, she still desires our prayers, saints of God. Continue to pray for her family, she says, and all six of them listening in today. Bless the Lord. We thank God for that. Likewise, let's remember Sister India. Infinity is in the hospital. And so let's remember her much in prayer. She's got one of those upper respiratory viruses that's going on right now. So we're going to hold her up in prayer likewise. We thank God that Brother Joseph, last Lord's Day, after he left to take the young lady that was here with him who got sick, and he took her, transporting her to the hospital, and they got in a car accident. Brother Joseph and them are doing well, and we thank God for that. So we have much to be thankful for and much to pray to God for. Amen? Because he truly has been good. And we've got Sister Lillian on the phone too, so we thank God. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we once again want to call upon your precious and holy name this morning and thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for your mercy and grace extended unto each and every one of us. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you have been so kind and merciful to us, Lord God, as we slept and slumbered the night away, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. You were there with us, dear Heavenly Father, watching, protecting, and keeping us, Lord God, and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Allowing us to rise this morning, clothed in our right mind, and giving us the activity and use of our limbs, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, this morning, even when we came up, Lord God, Brother said there was a young man, his name is Anthony, he's with us this day. He was out on the parking lot, Lord God. He didn't have a place to sleep, Lord God, and he had been out there in the chill of the night, Lord God, and he just wanted to come into the house of the Lord and get warm.
Lord,
we thank you, Lord God, for this soul this morning and ask that remember him in a mighty way, Lord God.
Dear God.
We pray, Lord God, that you would bless him and be with him, Lord, while he's here.
Lord.
Lord God, that we would show the love that you have, dear Heavenly Father, for these souls, dear Father, that are all around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would bless him in every way he stands in need of, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
Help him to see, Lord God, you this day, dear Heavenly Father. Help him to know, Lord God, that we are lifting him up in prayer and whatever we can do, Lord God, to be able to make his life a little bit more comfortable, Lord God.
Yes.
Help us, dear Heavenly Father. You've provided blankets. You've provided things, Lord God, and help us to share those things with these, Lord God, who are less fortunate than we are, dear Lord. We ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, that you bless this soul. Remember his family, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you remember all the saints of God this morning, dear Father, and ask your blessings upon them. Thank you for Sister Carol being out this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for watching over her and blessing her, Lord God. And oh, we just thank you, Lord, for her sweet spirit, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise for Sister Regina, dear Father, thank you for her being here and ask your continued blessings upon her. Continue to be her guide and her direction and the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Thank you for Sister Smith being out this morning too, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister. We pray a special prayer and blessing upon Brother Levester, Lord God, who is not well in body, Lord God. He's got a head cold, Lord God, but we thank you, Lord God, for this dear brother. He did come out on yesterday, Lord God, but he felt to stay in there, Father, to try, Lord God, to get himself healed. And so we just ask that you would bless, Lord God, be with dear Brother Levester in a special way, Lord God. Remember his family, remember his children, his grandchildren, Lord God, we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Yes. Father God in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for Sister Holmes being on, dear Heavenly Father, this morning, and ask your continued blessings be with her. We pray, Lord God, that you would look down upon her with favor this day. Likewise,
yes.
Thank you for your blessings upon her body, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for the blessings of her children, dear Heavenly Father, who care for her, Lord God. No doubt in our mind, dear Heavenly Father, that this is the reason why she's able, Lord God, to be able to be mobile, dear Father, able to get in and get out, dear Heavenly Father, knowing ultimately the strength comes from you, dear Father, but Lord God, through her children, Lord God, and you working through them, dear Heavenly Father, you have blessed our sister, and we thank you for that. We thank you for Sister Lillian, Lord God, and what you're doing for her, Lord God, and how you brought her blood pressure down, Lord God. Thank you. As even Brother Maurice was praying on Tuesday, Lord God, he was just thanking you, Lord God, for his sister-in-law, what you're doing for her. Oh, Father, we ask that you give her added strength, dear Heavenly Father. I pray, Lord God, that you would bless her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. You know what she stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. You know her heart's desire, Lord God, is to serve you, dear Father. And we thank you for this dear sister and ask a special prayer and blessing, Lord God. Look into the day, dear Father, she's able to get up, Lord God, and use that strength that you give her, Lord God, to be here in the house of the Lord. We just ask your blessings continue to be upon her, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, remember Sister Webb, dear Heavenly Father, and her family. Father, we thank you for this dear sister, and thank you for her faithfulness, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, even for her testimony on Wednesday night, dear Father. Oh, all that you're doing for her, Lord God. I just love to listen to the testimony when she shares, Lord God, with all you're doing for her and her family, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, no matter, dear Father, what Sister Webb is going through, she just finds a way to praise you anyhow, dear Father. And we thank you for that. Ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister and her body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Father. Remember her daughter, Alexandria, Lord God. We thank you for the progress that she's making, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her and be with her. Remember her children, Lord God. Likewise, Alicia, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for her too, Lord God. Remember her children, dear Father, we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Not forgetting Sister Webb's husband, Alonzo, Lord God. We thank you for him too, dear Heavenly Father. What you've done for him, Lord God. What you brought him through, dear Heavenly Father. Another miracle, Lord God, that you worked, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we don't take these miracles lightly, Lord God, because we can remember, Lord God, there was a time when he wore a defibrillator, dear Father. Remember there was a time, Lord God, when his heart wasn't pumping at 50%, but Lord God, you allowed him, Lord God, now to be pumping on its own, dear Father. Yes, and we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless the Webb family and every way they stand in need of, and we know they're going to give you the glory and the honor due unto your name, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, a special prayer this morning of Sister India, Lord God, and little Infinity, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, you know heart, Sister India's heart, Lord God, and her desires to be here in the house of the Lord, but Lord, she's not able, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, as she's caring for her daughter, dear Heavenly Father, we ask a special prayer upon little Infinity, dear Father. Ask that you would touch this little body, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord God, we can remember when she went through to have her tonsils out, Lord God, and Sister India, Lord God, was just praising you and honoring you, Lord God, because of what you did for little Infinity, Lord God, how you brought her through. We know you can bring her through this too, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, and Sister India is asking, Lord God, she's asking in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we're going to get under this burden with her, Lord God, that she would find her father a better job, Lord God. Or she doesn't have to continue to take little Infinity out, dear Heavenly Father, in the elements and different places, Lord God, that might be causing her to get some of these things. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you hear our humble cry on behalf of our loved one, dear Father. We know, Lord God, you're able, dear Father, to bless her with another job, dear Father, to bless her, Lord God, in her endeavors to be the mother that you have asked for her to be, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we just thank you for this dear sister, Lord God.
God, and ask your continued blessings upon her. Oh, Father, we pray this morning in the name of Jesus that you remember Sister Kiva, Lord God. It was good to see her out on last Lord's Day. We're trusting, Lord, we'll see her out again today, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her in every way she stands in need of, dear Lord. Father God in heaven, remember all those who have called and are in and are listening, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every one of them, dear Father. Thank you for dear Sister Sanders down in Florida, dear Father. Ask your special prayer and blessing upon her and her family, Lord God. Remember her, dear Heavenly Father, her household, Lord God. Remember her companion, Lord God. Thank you for this, dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, for the beautiful cards that she sends, dear Heavenly Father. Ask, Lord God, that you would bless her in every way she stands in need of. Father God in heaven, remember, Lord God, Sister dear Heavenly Father, Ruth Stewart, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for what you've done for her, Lord God, and what you're doing, Lord God. Remember her son, remember her grandson in a mighty way, Lord God. Father God in heaven, remember Sister Sandy, Lord God, we thank you for this dear sister and ask your continued blessings upon her, Lord God, in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remember Sister Carolyn as she comes to mind, Lord God. Remember Matthew and Monty, Lord God, and their family, their children, Lord God. And we can remember, Lord, Deontay and all of the children, dear Father. We know that they're grown up now, dear Father, but Lord God, we still lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that you are the God of this universe, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you remember Sister Ferris Day and her family in Boston, Lord God, and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon them. Little Samantha, dear Heavenly Father, remember her, dear Heavenly Father, in a mighty way. Father, we just want to thank you and praise you for all who have called in, who are all listening, and we may not have called out everybody's name, Lord God, but you know who's online, dear Heavenly Father, and we ask a special prayer and blessing upon them, Lord God. Father, we haven't seen Brother Reggie as of yet, but Lord God, we're trusting he's on his way, Lord God, and thank you for what you've done for this dear brother, Lord God, as he's been through his hour of bereavement, Lord God, but Lord, you have just given him strength, Lord God. He's mounted up, Lord God, because he has kept his mind on you, Lord God. And we know you are carrying him through, Lord God. Father, we just pray that you remember his entire family, Lord God, in a mighty way. Remember his son, Ricky, Lord God, and remember the grands, dear Heavenly Father, and great grands. Oh, Father God in heaven, we just pray, Lord God, that you would remember each and every one of us in a special way this morning, dear Father. Remember those who are still on their way. We ask that you grant traveling mercies over the highway. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And please, Lord, in the name of Jesus, allow no accidents to befall them, dear Father. Yes. We beg of thee. Father, we want to thank you for the birthdays this week, Lord God. And thank you for blessing them, dear Father. Milestones, Lord God. And not only that, Lord God, but what you brought souls through, dear Heavenly Father, because Lord, as Brother Byron said, Lord God, there was a time, Lord God, several years ago, a few years back, Lord God, when he was going through his cancer, Lord God, the doctors didn't even give him a week to live, but Lord, you've allowed him to see 65, Lord God, and we thank you for that, Lord God. Lord, he can remember, Lord God, when they were saying that he's not going to last to the end of the week, but Lord, you showed them, dear Heavenly Father, that his brother said this morning, but God has something else in store. You have something else restored for his life, dear Father, and we thank you for that. We ask your blessings continue to be upon each and every one of us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Lorenzine and Brother Maurice downstairs, Lord God, with the children. Oh, thank you for the children being out, Lord God, and thank you for how they were listening, Lord God. They were more attentive today, Lord God, and listening to your word, and we thank you for that. Ask your continued blessings upon them in a mighty way, Lord God. Remember those, dear Heavenly Father, that we served even on yesterday, Lord God, those that you blessed us, Lord God, to be able to serve through the turkey giveaway, Lord God. Oh, my God in heaven, what a blessing, dear Father. My God in heaven, what you did on yesterday, Lord God. Praise how, God. Lord God, within an hour and a half, we had given out 100 turkeys, Lord God. Oh, even before that, Lord God, I think it was 9, 10. Dear, we started at 9, and 10 after 9, we had already given out over 30 or 40 turkeys. Oh, my God, at 9:30, we still only had like 60. We had given out 60-some turkeys, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, you have been so good to us, Lord God, and we Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you blessed this community like you did, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for what you provided, dear Heavenly Father, in those bags and with that food, dear Father, that will feed families, Lord God. Oh, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning, how you're using us, Lord God. Help, Lord God, we say, use us. Here am I. Continue to use us to your glory and to your honor, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless, Lord God. Give us added strength, dear Father, in our bodies, Lord God. We were out there in the cold, dear Father, and you know all about it, dear Father. Most of us are up in age, dear Father, and so, Lord, all the aches and pains and arthritis and everything else, Lord God, try to kick in on last night, but oh, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you that you woke us up this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you allowed us to lie down and get a good night's rest, dear Father, and we were able to move these old bones, dear Heavenly Father. We didn't have a vision of dry bones this morning, but we had a vision, Lord God, to be in the house of the Lord, to give you praise, to give you glory, and to give you honor for what you have done for us. Now have thine own way in the services today, Lord God. Remember our world. Remember the condition in which it is in. Remember the fighting, the wars, dear Heavenly Father, over there in Israel, Lord God, and in Ukraine, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, for these souls, Lord God, as we thousands and thousands of people, Lord God, being displaced, dear Heavenly Father. Speak to the hearts, Lord God, of these world leaders, dear Heavenly Father. Help them, Lord God. Oh, my God in heaven, dear Father, we pray, Lord God. We see, Lord God, where they say they're trying to give the humanitarian aid, Lord God. They don't even want to stop, Lord God, enough bombing, Lord God, to allow innocent people, Lord God, to run for refuge. But I thank you, Lord, I found my refuge in Jesus. And I thank you this morning, dear Father, for that. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we continue to run on this race that you have set before us, let us keep our eyes on the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, not to get weary in well-doing, Lord God, but help us, Lord God, to be all that you have called us out to be. We just want to thank you this morning. We just want to praise you this morning for all that you have done, Lord God. You have been so good to us, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for Sister Blake, and ask that you would continue to bless her, Lord God. We know she has an upcoming appointment, Lord God, for her shoulder, and we just pray, Lord God, that you would bless them, be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord, when she fell, dear Heavenly Father, and she hit her head, Lord God, it didn't knock her out, dear Heavenly Father, and she didn't, it didn't cause her, Lord God, to have any kind of a concussion or anything, but Lord God, we know her age, dear Heavenly Father, and so, Lord, we just pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for this dear sister, and thank you, Lord God, for all her wisdom, Lord God, that all the things that she does, Lord God, we just thank you for her being a part of this body of Christ, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remembering Sister Melissa as she leads the morning devotion. Pray your blessings upon her, Lord God, in a mighty, mighty way. Thank you for this dear sister too, Lord God. She gets up, Lord God, every Sunday morning and goes out and picks up those to bring them to the house of the Lord. Father, we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. She's out there, Lord God, making sure, dear Father, that folks are here in the house of the Lord, dear Father.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for that. And ask that you would bless her, Lord God, in every way she stands in need of, dear Father. Remembering Sister Melita and Brother PJ as they run the media, Lord God, not forgetting that important feature, Lord God, and part of this ministry, Lord God, that you have given to this congregation, Lord God. Thank you for supplying all the instruments. Thank you for supplying all the computers and the internet and the various wires and things, Lord God, that is needed to connect with individuals, Lord God. Thank you for that. And giving Sister Melita, Brother Peter, the knowledge to be able to do it, dear Father. And so we thank you for that and ask that you would bless, dear Father, in that endeavor likewise. Father, we don't want to forget anyone, but we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. I think of little London this morning when he was asked, dear Father, what was his prayer request? He said, just thank God. Oh,
Amen.
Thank God. That's
Amen.
All he said. So we thank God this morning because
praise
we know
Lord
that
God.
You are worthy to be praised, worthy to receive all honor and glory, dear Heavenly Father, for all that you have done for us, not forgetting any souls this morning, Lord God. Remember the sick and shut-in, dear Father, everywhere, Lord God. Remember those in hospitals and nursing homes, Lord God. Remember those who are incarcerated, dear Heavenly Father. We just pray for souls everywhere, dear Heavenly Father. We know we have a second prayer coming up, Lord God. So we do, Father, we'll defer to that, but we just want to thank you. Just want to thank you this morning for being so good to us. Have thine own way in the services today. Remember, Mr. Dalton, we haven't seen him in the past couple Sundays, but we, Lord God, we're looking to see him today, Lord God, if it be your will. Likewise, remember the Williams family, Lord God, Brother Robert and his family. Remember them in a mighty way. Remember his mother-in-law, dear Heavenly Father, we beg of thee. Now, Father, have thine own way, Lord God, and we'll be so careful this morning to give your name all the praise and the glory and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Should we turn in our worship the Lord to page 74? 74 in the worship the Lord.
praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, his wonderful love proclaim. Hail him, highest archangel in glory. Strength and honor give to his holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard his children. In his arms he carries them all day long. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins he suffered and bled and died. He our hope of eternal salvation. Hail him, Jesus the crucified. Sound his praises, Jesus who bore our sorrow. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep, and strong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loudest Hosanna ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise him. Tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song.
Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Christ is coming.
Yes, he is.
Over the world victorious.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank God for his goodness, giving him glory and honor this morning, because all power is in his hands.
So
thank God. Amen. Giving, again, glory to our Father, God our Father, and Jesus our Savior.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit our guide.
Amen.
And we give honor to Pastor Jenkins. Thank God that he has placed her
to be a blessing to us. Amen. Even as she was praying and talking about the refuge that we have in the Lord, and as the song poet's words came to my mind, I found a refuge now from every sorrow, joy everlasting and sweet. I see this world with all its sinful follies conquered at my feet. Oh, blessed thought, my sins are gone. I lean on Jesus' breast. And while the world without is madly raging, I have perfect rest, sweet rest. Fred, it is madly raging. We see it all around. In the Lord, we can have sweet rest. Thank God for all that he has done. Thank God. And even as she said that you know, that we don't have a vision of dry bones. No, we are building up as lively stones. Not dry bones, but we are building up as the habitation of the Lord. We are lively stones. Praise God. And we're only lively through the life that we have through Christ Jesus. So we thank God for all that he has done for us and all of his precious, precious promises. So good to be in the house of God one more time. Amen. Our responsive reading is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 through 20. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 through 20. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank God for his word.
Amen.
Reading responsibly. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead?
But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen?
And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain.
Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not.
For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised.
And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins.
Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished.
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable.
Together. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise our God. Up from the grave he arose. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise our God for his goodness. That song that he arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints. To reign. Amen. Amen. We've got to have him in this life. We've got to be reigning in this life in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He's our hope. He is our hope. Amen. Amen. You see from the word of God, if for those who do not believe that Christ rose, that all of God's plan of salvation is undone.
Mm-hmm.
And those who fell asleep in Christ are perished.
Yeah.
If we are to believe that, but that's a lie from the pit.
Amen.
That is a lie from the pit.
Amen.
Amen. We know who our hope is built.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, we do.
Amen. At this time, we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Carol.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like you to remember the Nate family, or Skelton Nate family, that she passed away. They had a funeral on Thursday, 6 o'clock in the evening. 1111 East Long Street. I don't know if you have a church name or anything on this. I don't know all about that. But remember that family.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, I talked with him, and Lord willing, you'll be here on this Sunday. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Daughter. Lord willing, she'll be here.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I tried to get his son. They haven't called me back yet. But
Lord,
they pray that they can make it.
Yes.
In this room of my whole family.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Carol made a request for the Skelton Mays family. There was a death in that family, so remember that family much in prayer, that God will strengthen and comfort them. Also remember Sister Carol's entire family, her brother, his wife, their children, her entire family, that the Lord would bring them out. And that's because as we recall next Sunday, be the Lord's will is the 19th. That would be the dinner. And so Pastor Jenkins is asking us to ask our family members to come, to be a part of, to come to service and for the dinner afterwards, that we may talk with them and we may fellowship together and show them, those that don't know the Lord, to show them the love of God, even in that. Amen. Yes, Sister Melita. Yes, yes. Sister Melita's request was for her father-in-law, for her husband's father, who is in the hospital, and to remember him much in prayer and body, well, body and soul, and also for his body and mind as well. And remember the Cheryl Wilson family. There's those, Sister Malia said, there are members of the family that are hospitalized. She said three members of the family are hospitalized. And then also Cheryl Wilson had lost her father. So remember that family and their bereavement as well. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Sister Melita's additional request was for Keontae, which is Joby's daughter, their daughter Fanta's son. So remember him in body and soul. He's been having some issues in body, so remember him in his body and also in his soul. And just all of them, that whole family, and also that brother Levesque and brother Reggie are online and they are listening for service. So just continue to remember both of them. Remember brother Levesque in body, and remember brother Reggie as well. Other requests, brother Byron.
Remember Dr. Shelley Payne. she's a good friend of ours. She actually is one of the ones that was with Madeline as a health student. She's a professor out at Audubon College, and she took Madeline in under the athletic training. And I know, and I work with her husband, Brian Payne, and she was diagnosed with cancer a few days ago. So Brian told me the other day that they were taking her to the James, I think, on Friday, or Saturday or something, one of these days, to start some procedure. I'm not sure exactly what.
Yes, yes.
Remember her.
Yes, yes, yes. We'll remember Brother Byron's request for Shelly Payne. Had a doctor's made a diagnosis that no one wants to hear, but we are looking at a miracle when we look at you, Brother Byron. So we're going to remember her in body and soul. She's a good friend of their family. And helped Madeline in her field experience in her education as athletic trainer. And so remember that family much in prayer. We understand that when one member of the family is diagnosed in that way, the whole family goes through it. And so remember her and remember her companion much in prayer. And God will have mercy. And remember them in soul as well as body. Brother Robert. Yes, amen. Amen, amen. Brother Williams remembers daughter Sarai. She'll be traveling, coming home from college. Ask God to give her traveling mercies. Also remember Brother Robert's companion, Rose. She's got swelling in her legs. Remember her much in prayer, and she's and also remember her mother, Brother Robert's mother-in-law. Remember that he said, remember the entire Busby family, much in prayer.
Mr. Blake, let's also remember Anthony. It looks like he's getting some things, and he looks a little more better than when he did.
Yeah, amen.
So thank the Lord. And remember a friend of mine. Most of you have met her before. Her name is Charmin. She
yes.
had surgery the other day. And, kind of rough day for her.
Yes.
I just remember her much.
Yes. Amen. Amen. So remember that request from Pastor Jenkins about Anthony. And there's nothing about, nothing like someone, even if they don't know the Lord, if they come around the saints for a while, the Lord will see that some of their needs are met. And it will revive them a little bit. And so we thank God for that.
Amen.
And also remember Pastor Jenkins' request for her friend Charmin, who had surgery, and that the Lord would bless and have mercy and heal. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Sister Smith.
Also, I want to let them know that the young generation is going from one side to another to steal cars, so to let them know ahead of time. If you have a car and you don't have a garage, try to get you a lot, put in a steering column. And that way they won't be able to steal or take it. If anything, they may break out. They need to put the place to get a window then to get a new car. I'm agreeing close to the man, but now, I think it was over in the next apartment complex in the back of you. So I got a drop from my friend calling. I got a drop. So I'm carrying the key with me on my other key. So I'll make sure I have it. I also got a flash that was nice. Coming out the house, I can just flash in the eye and kicking out the door and call the cops. So yeah, you got to be aware of everything because everything is going on. And generally, now they don't care one way or the other. When you got a car or not, they just take it and body, they'll tear it up. And you have to buy another one. But that's the law. The law's not real cheap. Then you can help people. They need to be saved.
That's what they need to be saved, and we just have to trust God.
Amen.
They need to be saved, and we don't want them breaking in or harming us and things like that. We just put our trust in God. Lord bless. Lord bless you, Sister Smith, and we'll continue to pray for you. God keeps his hedge of protection around you, yeah. Around us all. Yeah. Brother Byron.
I wanted to mention this as well. There is some joy in the family.
Madeline
was engaged yesterday.
Well, well.
Yes.
Bless the Lord.
Yes. Kendall came 2 weeks ago. I think it was 2 weeks.
About 2 weeks.
Yeah. And he stayed with us and took us out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And at dinner, he asked our blessings to carry your hat. So, and we gave him that.
Mm-hmm.
So, truly thank God for him, and thank God for his love for my daughter, and just the way he went about, you know,
great.
Coming in.
Yes,
and,
respectfully.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise, he flew to where he's from, Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And his
parents
as well.
Amen.
So just keep them in your prayer.
Yes.
You know, allow them to know this is a step two in the right way before God.
Yes, that's right.
Marriage is honorable.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to ask for the forgiveness of the time that they were living together.
Mm-hmm.
Still they got to say they're moving in the right direction. Moving
in the right direction. Amen. Amen. Praise God. For those who are on the phone, Brother Byron made the announcement that his daughter Madeline is engaged, and we praise God for that. And we thank God for that. His name is Kendall.
Yes.
He's respectfully asked Brother Byron, his companion's blessing on their marriage, and he also went to his own parents and ask for their blessing. And so we thank God for that. As you said, that's a good way to start.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that. Thank God. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Also, Sister Blake, remember yesterday there was a young man that came and he said he was all he needed. He was young. I know he had to be in his 20s. And he said he needed a tent and some blankets. He'd gotten some food and stuff. I did tell him to come back yesterday to get the blankets Sister Carol provided.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, you can come today. You know, so hopefully he'll come back and get the blankets.
Yes.
If not, he'll come back and get a blanket, and we can probably share a blanket with someone else.
Yes.
You know, so remember him.
Amen.
He was very young. You know.
Amen.
Very humble.
Very humble, yes. Amen. Amen. All general requests. Amen. God knows what we need.
Yeah.
And after the hymn of meditation, we want to ask Sister Carol if you would be able to render prayer.
If you would like to come sit there and move the microphone down.
And if someone has a need, you know, the Lord is at the altar, ready to hear.
Should we turn in our worship the Lord to page 336? 336 and worship the Lord. 336. I must tell Jesus. We'll sing verse 1 and 2, the chorus, and we'll sing verse 3 and then the chorus. Verse 1, 2, and 3 in the chorus. 336.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me.
If I but ask him, he will deliver. Make of my troubles quickly an end. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Tempted and tried, I need a great Savior, one who can help my burdens to bear. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, He all my cares and sorrows will share. I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I must tell
your Heavenly Father.
Yes.
We come before you this morning, thanking you, Lord, for your many blessings that you've bestowed upon our lives. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, dear Heavenly Father, allowing us to come across the highways and byways safely to be in the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. Nothing like being home in the house of the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and your goodness. Thank you for your long suffering, dear Lord, in our lives, Father, for blessing us, Lord. Keeping us, dear Heavenly Father, through all that we've been, whatever we've done, Lord, and how you have blessed us, Lord. We keep our hands in your hands, dear Heavenly Father. You'll take us through any situation, dear Lord, that we may have to go through, Lord. You've heard the many prayers that have went forth this morning, dear Heavenly Father. I don't know them all, dear Lord God, because I've heard them, Lord God, but to remember them, dear Heavenly Father, right now I don't remember them all, but I know that, Lord, we're praying, Lord, and asking you, Father, to honor these prayers, dear Heavenly Father, for our loved ones, dear Heavenly Father. We're praying, dear Lord, for our pastor in a special way this morning, Father. The request that she brought forth, dear Heavenly Father, for the souls, dear Heavenly Father, she asked prayer for, dear Lord God. We thank you, Father, for your blessings upon her, Lord. She brings the word of God to us,
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, not wavering, dear Lord, but bringing the truth of your word, dear Lord, that we may be what you'd have us to be in this life, Lord. Thank you for this Sunday school lesson this morning, dear Lord God. Oh, Father, what a blessing it is, dear Lord, to know, Father, when you save our souls, dear Heavenly Father, dear Lord,
and we be obedient to your word, dear Heavenly Father. We have nothing to worry about.
Amen.
We're in your arms of protection,
yes,
dear Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Blake this morning.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to her, Lord, and how she watches with me, dear Heavenly Father.
Amen.
How you put her in my life, Lord, all my loved ones and my cousins, dear Heavenly Father. They all look out for me, dear Heavenly Father. I'm so thankful and glad because they're brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, dear Lord God. Brothers and sisters and cousins, dear Lord, and all, Lord, that I need, dear Heavenly Father, to be alone, dear Lord God. I'm not alone, dear Heavenly Father, because you're with me all the time. But just to be in a house, dear Lord, with no one there but me. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for how you're blessing me, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you, dear Lord, how you're taking care of me and watching over me, Lord. You're providing for me, dear Lord, financially, dear Heavenly Father. I got shoes on my feet, dear Heavenly Father. Clothes on my back, dear Lord God. I thank you. Food on my table,
amen,
dear Heavenly Father. Still give me a reasonable portion of health and strength, dear Lord, that I can do my laundry, dear Heavenly Father. That I can iron my clothes, Lord. I can cook my meals, dear Heavenly Father. I clean my house, dear Lord God. Takes time, dear Lord God, but I can do it, dear Heavenly Father, because you've given me that strength. You're taking care of me, Lord. You're showing me, Lord, what you do in my life, dear Lord. I just pray, dear Lord, for my family, dear Heavenly Father, my unsaved loved ones, dear Lord God. I look to you, dear Heavenly Father. Pray for them constantly, dear Heavenly Father, that their souls will be saved, especially my brother, dear Lord God. Oh, Father, you know what he stands in need of, Lord God. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that through his retiring, dear Heavenly Father, he's thinking upon the things that I have talked to him about, dear Heavenly Father, to you, dear Lord God. Lord, we pray, dear Heavenly Father, and thank you for Brother Byron this morning, dear Heavenly Father, how you blessed him, dear Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for the report that he brought us, dear Heavenly Father, about his precious daughter, dear Lord. And it will be a son-in-law very soon, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. We know that our children go out, Lord, and they go astray, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord, that they're living a life out there, dear Heavenly Father. But when it comes a time, dear Lord, that you speak to the hearts, dear Heavenly Father, and this young man have come, dear Lord, and have asked for the hand of the daughter of Brother Byron, dear Heavenly Father, how blessed we feel, dear Heavenly Father. She's a part of us, dear Lord God, and I thank you, Lord, for that. He will be a part of us very soon, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for seeing Sister Maria this morning, dear Lord, and her family, dear Heavenly Father, her and dead brother DeAndre, dear Lord God, and those precious babies, dear Lord, that you put in their care, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over them, Lord, and keep them, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for bringing them across the highway safely this morning, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for Brother Blake, dear Heavenly Father, this morning, Lord, for him being in the house of the Lord. Lord, we pray for Brother Jackson, dear Heavenly Father. Didn't see him this morning, Lord, but know that he's down sick, dear Heavenly Father. Pray that you touch his body, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, and Brother Reggie, dear Heavenly Father, likewise, dear Lord, these two brethren, Lord. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, the request that Brother Williams have brought forth, dear Lord, of his family, dear Heavenly Father, his wife and his mother-in-law, dear Lord, his family, his daughters, dear Heavenly Father, he wants to see them saved, dear Lord God, and to be in the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for him in a special way, Lord. Be with him and guide him, dear Heavenly Father. Pray that what he does say to his family, Lord, will take a hold in some way, dear Lord God. That they'll think about, Lord, where they were at one time, dear Heavenly Father, here in the house of the Lord, serving you, dear Heavenly Father, and have gone away, dear Lord, gone astray, dear Lord, at a dangerous place they're in right now, dear Heavenly Father. We're asking, dear Lord, that you have mercy, dear Lord, for their souls, dear Heavenly Father. Just pray that they come to knowledge of knowing you, Lord. We pray for the request that Sister Melita brought, dear Heavenly Father, for her husband, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for his soul, dear Lord God. Pray for his dad that's in the hospital, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, be with them. And I think she said about her daughter, her daughter's son or somebody in Alabama, in Georgia. that need our prayers, dear Heavenly Father. Pray with Sister Webb, dear Heavenly Father, in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for her and what she's been going through, Lord. You brought her through, Father. Pray, Lord, that you watch over and keep her, dear Heavenly Father. Pray for Sister Holmes this morning, dear Lord God. We just lift her up in prayer, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord, that she's on the phone, dear Heavenly Father. Pray for Sister Lillian, dear Heavenly Father, for her life, dear Lord God. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father, as she witnessed to those, dear Lord, around and about her, dear Heavenly Father. Pray, dear Heavenly Father, they'll come to you, Lord God, one day. Pray for Sister Millicent, dear Heavenly Father, leading the services this morning, Lord, leading the prayer, the singing, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for the songs of Zion, dear Heavenly Father, that she brought to us this morning, dear Lord. We're so thankful and so grateful. Be with my sister, Sister Regina, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over and be with Sister Lawrencine, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, I don't want to forget any, Lord, and I probably will, dear Heavenly Father, but it's not of the head, dear Lord. It's just at the age I am, dear Lord God, it takes time to remember these things, dear Heavenly Father. But you know each one. It's been brought before you, dear Heavenly Father. So I'll just say all of the prayers, dear Heavenly Father, we're praying, dear Lord. Be with Sister Ruth Stewart, dear Heavenly Father, in a special way, Father. Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you be with each one of us, Lord, in a special way. Be with our children, dear Heavenly Father. As they go, and Sister Mills, and go and pick them up, dear Lord, as they travel across the highways, Lord, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father. They come to the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for them learning about thee, dear Heavenly Father. Pray for Brother Joseph in a special way, as is said about him, Lord, his family in Hades, dear Lord, the young lady, dear Lord, that he brought, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for this young man, dear Lord, that has come into the house of the Lord this morning, dear Heavenly Father, that need the help of the saints, Lord God, and we're working toward that, Lord, doing what you would have us to do, Lord, and what you'd have us to be, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we're just so thankful and so grateful for who you are and what you are in our lives, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to lean upon your everlasting arms, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for mercy and goodness, dear Heavenly Father. Be with Sister India in a special way. She comes to my mind, dear Lord God, and her precious little daughter in the hospital, dear Heavenly Father. Be with this precious child, dear Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, be with this world, dear Lord God. You know the things that are going on, dear Heavenly Father, in this nation, dear Lord God. You said these things will come to pass, dear Lord God. And we're seeing it. We've lived to see these things taking place, dear Lord God. But you have the last say, so, dear Heavenly Father, whatever may happen, dear Lord, we're all in your hands, Father. And we want to stay in your hands, dear Lord God. We don't want anything to move us out of your hands, Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you for your goodness. Can't thank you enough for what you've done in my life. Can't thank you for enough you've done in my family's life, dear Heavenly Father. Be with each one in a special way, Lord. Those outside, dear Lord, that are here and there, dear Lord, that don't know you in the part of their sin, dear Lord, we pray for them, dear Lord, that they'll come to the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father, and hear the word of God, dear Heavenly Father. I just pray, Lord, that my family will be here on next Sunday, dear Lord God, that they can hear this precious word, Lord, that they can hear the truth, dear Heavenly Father, that we get here, dear Lord God. Nothing like the truth of your word. We're just so thankful and so grateful for what you do, how you bless us over and over again. We'll be so careful, dear Heavenly Father, give you all the praise, give you the glory and the honor. Leaning upon your everlasting arms, dear Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray and thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord seeing Brother Mr. Dalton this morning.
Amen.
Thank
you. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
the Lord.
Thank God for prayer.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We're going to thank the Lord just for his goodness to us,
amen,
for all that he provides,
amen,
for us.
Amen.
He provides those things that we need, and sometimes even those things that we want. Because he doesn't provide those things that are not good for us when we want to stay in his will. We thank God for blessings. And with these blessings, he expects for us to be a blessing to somebody else.
Amen.
That the whole giving away of the turkeys, that was from God. That was from the hand of the Lord. That was not from a man or a woman. That was from the goodness of God. And so we just thank God for all that he has done, for the blessing that he was able to give to us that we might give to others. And so when we pray, when the offering is brought in, we pray for the Lord to give direction for the use of what's being done. We ask the Lord to give wisdom. We ask God to make us good stewards over all of those things that he has entrusted to us, that souls might be drawn to him. And so we're going to look to the Lord in prayer, ask him to receive these tithes and offerings, and that he would give us direction as to what we must do, that he would bless and multiply it, and he has multiplied it in times past, many, many, many times over. But we're going to ask God to receive these tithes and offerings this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have done for us. Lord, when we just consider, when we meditate, dear God, upon your goodness to us, dear Father, Lord, there are times, Lord, it's our minds can't even take it all in, dear God, for all of your goodness and your love to us, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, as we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, truly, Lord, it is our joy and our desire, dear God, to obey you in this way. And we pray, dear God, that you would receive our tithes and offerings, dear God, and do with them as you will, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give us wisdom, Father, to know what to do and how to do it, dear God, and when to do it, dear Father, with these funds that you have provided. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would multiply them as only you can, dear Father. We pray, dear God, that you would multiply the tithes and offerings, dear God. And we pray, Lord, that you would multiply our strength, Lord, as we offer that, as we offer our strength to you, dear God, as we offer our whole being unto you. Lord, we say, Lord, here we are, dear God. Use us, dear Father, according to your divine will. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver, and that, Father, you would show us, dear God, the path that you would have us to take in everything. And truly, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all rights of ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. All my life was wrecked by sin and strife. Discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken streams, steered the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go, feasting on the riches of his grace, resting neath his sheltering wing, always looking on his smiling face. That is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes he leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see his footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon he's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown, I shall reign with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know,
praise our God,
fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Hey, amen. Are you singing as you go? Amen. The word of God tells us he gives songs in the night. Even when the time, and that may not just be literal night. It may be a time it looks like things seem dark. Things don't seem to be going right. But the Lord is able to put a song in your heart. Amen. The Spirit of God will encourage us, help us to be able to stand. So we thank God. He'll keep you singing as you go. Amen. Shall we stand? Amen. We've been singing and praying and praising our God, and now it's time to receive his precious word. So we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, thanking you, dear Father, for your precious, precious word. Thanking you, Lord, that we can worship you in spirit and in truth, dear God. And so, Lord, as we worship you in spirit and in truth, that lets us know, dear God, that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit and the truth are together, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're asking, dear God, the anointing of your Spirit upon Pastor Jenkins as she stands to declare the truth of your eternal word. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would strengthen her. We pray, dear God, that you would give her, Lord, the words to speak, dear God, the words of life, dear Father, the words, dear God, that will strengthen us and build us up and anchor us, dear Father, in thee. And so, Lord, we're asking, dear God, that you would give her, dear Father, utterance, dear God, from your Spirit, Lord, that we may receive your word in power, dear God. And Lord, help us, Lord, to receive it. We ask your anointing, dear God, upon our hearts to receive all of your word, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to be attentive. Help us, dear God, to think on your word as it's going forth, dear God. Help us, Lord, to write down, if we think we can't remember, Lord, help us to write it down, dear God, that we may go back over, dear God, and meditate and give it due new consideration, dear God, Lord, that we may know, dear Father, that this is important for our soul, dear God. Lord, we ask, dear God, for you to have your way, dear Father, and help us, dear God, to receive all that you send this day. For, Lord, we know, Lord, you send it for a purpose, dear God. And, Lord, we know, dear God, that you did not send it in vain. So have your way, Lord, in our hearts and minds. Have your way in our pastor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, if there are any, dear God, who are listening, dear Father, whether in this building, dear God, or on the phone, dear God, or signed on the computer, Father, if there are any that don't know you in the free pardon of their sins, dear God, oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, Father, that they would give attention, dear God, to your precious, precious word. Your word, dear God, is able to rescue them, dear God, Lord, from the path that they are on, dear God, which is a path to destruction. Lord, we're praying for souls this morning, Lord, that they would receive your word, dear God, and would believe it, dear Father, even, dear God, unto life eternal. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Our pastor, Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, we truly thank the Lord for his goodness to us today and his goodness even on yesterday. Good to see you, Mr. Dalton, today. And thank the Lord for each and every one being here. Let us continue to hold a prayer on our heart for little Infinity today. She's in the hospital, and we want to make sure we're continuing to send up prayers on her behalf and likewise her mother, Sister India. We just want to thank the Lord for them and continue to let them know how much we love them and are praying for them. Thank God for each and every one being here today. In our hearing, we read 1 Corinthians 15, 12 through 20. I trust you have your Bibles with you. Truly, we thank the Lord for the devotional service, the song service, the exhortation, giving honor to Sister Blake. Excuse me, Sister Blake. We thank God for her and all the work that she and Brother Maurice and the saints on yesterday and being out in the cold. Thank Brother Tony for his trailer on his truck to carry the turkeys. Thank God for providing the means to get the turkeys and all the fixings. And what a day. Amen?
Amen.
What a day. Truly for all the helpers. There's plenty out there to help hand out and give away turkeys and stuffed bags and various things. And so we thank the Lord. As we said only at the onset, we were a little chilly yesterday, but that's all right. We're working for the Lord. Amen. And it's not going to always be sunshine. Amen. So we just thank God. Truly, he's been good to us. We thank him for that. As I said, I trust you have your Bibles. I want our young people to get their Bibles out and to write down some scriptures. As we thank God for his word, his precious word that's left on record for us. We would like to go back to 1 Corinthians 15 and look at verse 19 to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. I thank God, saints of God, that as a people of God, God wants us to bear witness to this. He wants us to bear witness to his work. He wants us to bear witness to it right here in this world in which we live. And so we have to let people know about Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for that because he's able to bring us through any situation. And we thank God for that. Lord bless. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. As the Lord leads, let us take some time to consider this afternoon, heaven, the believer's hope. Heaven, the believer's hope. And you know, in order for us to have that hope, we've got to have a love for the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that he is the unshakable hope that you and I have. You see, saints of God, in the midst of life's storms, we should have our hope cemented in our future home, which is heaven, and not in the things that are in this world, where the word of God tells us where moth and rust does corrupt.
You see, our hope in heaven ought to be a sure thing, not just some mere wishful thinking, but a firm expectation based upon the promises that we have read about in the Word of God. It ought to be based on the belief that Jesus Christ died for our sins and that he rose from the dead and that those who believe in him will have eternal life in heaven. This is what Paul was writing about in our scripture text when he said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. You see, even in the midst of all the storms, our hope of God's promises of heaven have got to be anchored, Sister Blake, in Christ Jesus. You see, when we are anchored in Christ Jesus, we have this unshakable hope. We have an unshakable faith and trust in him that no matter what the devil will throw our way, saints of God, you and I can continue to fight on the good fight of faith. How many know what I'm talking about? You see, because the devil can throw many things at us, saints of God. The devil can throw up at us our jobs. He can throw up at us our cars. We can have accidents. We can have refrigerators go out, furnaces go out. Various things happen in our lives. The devil will throw these things at you and I. But you and I've got to have unshakable faith in Almighty God. We've got to have a hope that is beyond this grave. We can not only have hope that's in this life, but our hope must be in Jesus Christ. We must be anchored down in him and know that he is able to carry us through. And when we have an unshakable hope, it means that our hope is not a wish. It's not a hope so kind of a feeling, but it's a strong, steadfast faith. It's a strong trust in Jesus Christ himself, that knowing he is our eternal hope, praise our God. You see, just as an anchor provides stability to a ship amidst some turbulent waters and storms that are going on, our hope in God has to be anchored that way. It has to be secure, unwavering, even in the midst of life's storm. Even when they're knocking out windows on cars, even when they're stealing our vehicles, we've got to have an unshakable hope in God.
Amen.
See, when trouble comes and when the tides of life threaten to overwhelm us, we can find refuge in him. We can find refuge in his love, his grace, and in all the promises that God has made to us. And these promises ought to keep you and I grounded and unmovable and sure thing in Almighty God. Amen. We are told in Hebrews, the 6th chapter, verse 19, these words. He said, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil. I want you to notice something. I want you to notice the two adjectives used to describe this anchor. And those words are sure and steadfast. Sure meaning it can be relied upon. Do you believe that Jesus can be relied upon? Do you believe that he's steadfast? Do you believe he's been unmovable in everything he has said in the Word of God? Oh, praise our God. All these two words together, they teach us that this anchor of the soul will not break. The anchor of the soul will not bend in turbulent times. The anchor of the soul will not slip from where it's secure. Oh, and notice where this anchor is placed. For it is of the utmost importance for you and I this afternoon. It's for us to believe. It is not in the shifting sands of our world that's ever changing each and every day. But this anchor is in that within the veil. And who is that? Oh, verse 20 gives us the answer. Saints of God, it is even Jesus. That great anchor of the soul is Christ Jesus himself. Amen. Praise our God. He is our hope, saints of God. He is our hope of having an eternal home in heaven when we leave this life. And that's something you and I can know for sure. Some folks may say to us, well, how do you know that you're going to have an eternal home? Because the Word of God assures us of that. The Word of God lets us know that we can know where we're going to spend eternity. The Word of God lets us know there in 1 John, the 5th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. You see, saints of God, there would be no reason for you and I to serve God if we didn't know that we had an eternal home when this life was over. There would be no reason for us to live free from sin. No reason for us to do all the things that we are doing if we did not have a hope of a heaven, our eternal life in heaven. Praise our God. Look at what it says there in 1 John, the 5th chapter. In the 10th verse, he said, he that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in him. Do you have the witness of God in you this afternoon? Do you have faith that goes beyond just saying, I have faith? Do you have faith that will stand up in the midst of a storm? He went on to say, he that believeth not, God has made him a liar. See, when you don't believe that God is able to keep you, when you don't believe that God is able to bring you through, he said, he that believeth not God has made him a liar. He said, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his son. We're living in a time right now where people don't want to believe in Jesus Christ. People don't want to believe that he is the Son of God. We were sharing with the young people downstairs, and we were saying in the message, I mean, in the Sunday school lesson, what a beautiful lesson a sister alluded to in her prayer. Oh, thank God for our Sunday school lesson. Thank God for our Sunday school quarterly. Oh, the wonderful lesson that we have been studying about Jesus Christ, great Lord and Savior. And then today our lesson was Jesus Christ in union with man. Oh, and how Sister Millicent was breaking it down to the young people. And she talked about that union and how we've come together. She talked about him being the mediator. And she was speaking when she was speaking to the young people and letting them know the various things about Jesus Christ. How is he a mediator? And then Lord gave her an analogy and allowed her to use it for the young people and how she was used. And she said, do you understand how a mediator works? A mediator goes in between. He's between. The mediator is between God and Jesus Christ is a mediator between God and man. And then she said, in the natural, when you're in the court, she said, if you had to go to court for a certain situation, you would have like an attorney, and that attorney would be your mediator between you and that judge, because there are many judges that won't allow just a common citizen to stand before them. They want someone that has a law degree. Do you hear what the Spirit is saying? Therefore, you got to go through that attorney. And when the judge speaks to you, then you confer with the attorney, and that attorney becomes your mediator. Oh, but much more, Christ Jesus is our mediator. Why? He said in John, we asked the children the question, how can you get to Jesus Christ? Well, Jesus let us know in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. See, you can't get to God unless you go to Jesus Christ. Oh, and he didn't stop there. In John 6, Jesus said, no man can come to me. John 6:44, he said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me. Draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. All the deity works together. Yeah. And why? Because God has a plan of salvation for all mankind. And heaven can be your hope this afternoon, just like it's the believer's hope. If you are not saved, heaven can be your hope. How can it be? All you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Call out his name. Ask God to save you, and he will save you from your sins. How many know what I'm talking Amen. About? Oh, that's what Jesus told Nicodemus when Jesus went there, and he came to him and he asked a question of Jesus Christ. He came by night, and Jesus said to him in John 3, verse 3, he said, Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto thee. And what Jesus was saying to him, he was letting him know, truly, truly, I say unto thee, except meaning you can't do it unless you do this. A man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Oh, and we're living in a time right now.
People cannot see God. Why? Because they have not been born again. You've got to be born again. Oh, Jesus didn't stop there. He went on down in verse 5. He said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, he said, except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Oh, God has it all sealed up, saints of God. If people are not just going to sashay into heaven like they think they are, no, you got to come God's way. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, we all are living in this fleshly body. Oh, but we may live in this fleshly body, but the life that we now live, we, as Paul said, we now live in Christ Jesus. Yeah. Praise our God. It's a total different life now. Oh, I may have this body, but I'm not dictated by this flesh. I allow the Spirit of the Lord to be my guide and my direction. He went on to say there in verse 7, he said, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again.
Amen.
You're under the sound of my voice and you have not been born again. Don't let anyone fool you and think you can get to heaven any other way.
That's right.
There's only one way to get in.
Amen.
And that way is to come the way Jesus Christ has said for us to come. Amen?
Amen.
Right. Praise our God. I know there are many people believe there's all kinds of ways going in to get in them. No, there's only one way. One way that's going to get you in. And if you don't come God's way, you're not going to be able to get in.
Amen.
Praise our God. As we said, that great anchor sold to our soul is Christ Jesus. The fact that we are in him, he serves as an anchor to prevent us from drifting about on the wild seas of confusion. Our land has so much confusion in it right now. Doubts and fears are running to the point of anxiety in a lot of people. A lot of people are dismayed about the things that are going on in this world today. And all rightfully so, saints of God. We see in our lawmakers, our leaders are not worth putting any stock in them whatsoever. Oh, they run on all of these various things. We've already started seeing the commercials leading up to the 2024 election. We haven't even made it through 2023.
Amen.
But we're hearing all the things that they say they're going to do and I'm going to do. And then when they get there, all we hear of all the contention, all the confusion, all the things that are going on. Why? Because they do not know Jesus.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. See, our Savior is in heaven with the Father. And those of us who know him, we are eternally tied to him. Nothing can cause him to cast us off, nor can anything cause him to slip from where he is. Amen?
Amen.
He is sure, and he is a steadfast anchor of the soul. And if we are in Jesus, then we ought to rejoice in our great security. Praise our God, because a lot of people don't have that security today. Oh, saints of God, let us not loosen up on our grip, but let us hold on tight.
Amen.
Hold on to that anchor. Make sure our anchor holds against a solid rock. Amen? Let our souls remain anchored in the Lord, trusting in his unwavering faithfulness to you and I. Praise our God. Notice that we are not anchored up, but that we are not anchored down, but we are anchored up. Oh, praise our God. Turn with me there to that scripture in Hebrews. Praise our God. Hebrews the 6th chapter. My, my, my.
Praise our God.
We're not anchored down, but we're anchored up.
Amen. Amen.
We're not tied to this world, but we are tied to our heavenly home. Praise our God. That's what he was saying there to us in the word of God. When he said there, verse 19. He said, which we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us, he entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Praise our God. Oh, I thank God I'm anchored in Jesus. I thank God I know him as my personal Lord and Savior. We're also told in Philippians, the 3rd chapter, in verse 20,
these words, praise our God. He said, for our conversation. You see, when you're heavenly bound, you have a changed conversation. You're not walking around, oops, and all these things. And I know, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Can't be looking for him down. Jesus Christ is in him. Our conversation is there where Jesus Christ is. He said, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Mm-hmm. Oh, saints of God, we have not been anchored to be at a standstill either, but we are ever moving toward the anchor point. We are ever headed home to eternity. Each day we're getting closer and closer and closer. Amen? Amen? Oh, brother and them had a birthday the other day, and now they're 2 days into going into the next year. Amen? Amen? Amen. That's for all of us. Thank God for it. Praise God. Thank God. Every minute is another minute closer to glory. Praise our God. You know Jesus Christ. We ought not be afraid to die. Oh, yeah, we all want to live. We all want to stay around and see our grandchildren grow up. We all want to see them become children of God and know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We're praying for that. But we might not be here, saints of God. But, oh, when you know Jesus Christ and your soul is anchored in him, you're not worrying about death. You're not worrying about this physical death that we've got to go through. But we're thanking him for all that he's done, knowing we have an eternal home. Amen? Praise our God. This is why we've got to cling to God. We've got to cling to his unshakable promises that God has made in the Word. I know that it's hard to do when everything around us seems to be out of control right now. People stealing cars over here. Grocery prices seem like they're going up and the paychecks aren't going up with them. Oh, but we still can be anchored in God. Amen? He said, but our hope's got to be in him. It must be firmly in Almighty God. If God is not the object of our hope, then we don't have a true biblical hope. Amen? Praise our God. You see, as believers, our hope in the Lord is experienced through our trust and confidence in him. The psalm says these words. The psalmist said these words in the 31st division of Psalms. Praise our God. He said, in thee, starting with verse 1, O Lord, do I put my trust? Have you put your trust in God? Oh, my. When your trust is in Almighty God, you don't have to worry about the stock market going haywire. You don't have to worry about various things going on. Don't misunderstand what the Holy Spirit is saying. Oh, yeah, we live in this world, and we go in, and we get sticker shocked, too, when we see the prices in the grocery store. Oh, when we see eggs at $6 and $7 and bread at $5. Oh, we get sticker shocked, too. But, oh, our hope is in God. Amen? He said, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Where's your trust this afternoon? He said, let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. We have nothing to be ashamed about when we have placed our trust in Almighty God. He has delivered us from a miserable life of sin. When you think back over your life and what God has brought you through, you can say, praise be to Almighty God. I was headed in the wrong direction, but God turned me around, and I thank God for it. He goes on to say, bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock. Praise God. For an house of defense to save me. He said, for thou art my rock. Is he your rock this afternoon? And my fortress. Oh, he's all around us. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Oh, we want that. We want his guidance each and every day. That's why the Bible says in another passage of scriptures, in all thy ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. When you acknowledge God, God will direct you where to go. Many of us have said, we've heard Sister Holmes say, before she would go to the store, she'd say, Lord, shall I go out to the store today? And oh, she would ask God, saints of God, there's nothing wrong with asking the Lord, shall I go out there? God knows whether there's going to be some shooter out in the mall or not. God knows what's going on out there when we don't even know. Why? Because his eyes go to and fro throughout the whole universe, both I'm seeing the good and
and the evil. God knows what's going on in Utah as well as he knows what's going on in Texas. God knows everything. Amen. He goes on to say there, pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me. See, God knows if there's a snare out there. God knows that if someone has laid up something for you to run into, that's where you got to put all your trust in Almighty God. He said, for thou art my strength. Is he your strength this afternoon? Praise our God. Then give him some praise. He said, into thy hand I commit my spirit. See, you got to commit yourself to God. When you commit yourself to God, commit your spirit to him. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord. Lord God of truth, praise our God, praise our God, praise our God. See, our hope in God is not some vague thought about what the future may hold for us. Oh, but it's an unwavering assurance that when Jesus said in John 14, verse 2, I go to prepare a place for you, that he has done just that. And then in verse 3 of John 14, when he said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And when the angel said he would return in Acts 1, verse 11, in the epistles that we read say that he's going to return. Are we looking for our heavenly home, saints of God? Oh, praise our God. I believe one of the greatest gifts that God has given to his people is hope. That is what his promises are designed to do. They are designed to inspire hope within us, saints of God. They're designed to give us the ability to look at any situation that we might be going through and know that regardless of how it may appear, that God is going to come through for us. God is going to allow us to make it through that situation. How many have been in a situation and you've looked at it and you said, Lord, I don't know how this is going to turn out. I don't know how you're going to work it out. I cannot see the end of the tunnel on this one. And then all of a sudden, God comes along. Saints of God, praise our God.
Amen.
And God makes a way out of no way. How many know what I'm talking about?
Thank you.
Oh, we may sit around and the devil will have us within our mind trying to think, well, Lord, if I do this or if I move this over here, you know, in our finances sometimes. Oh, and I've been there, saints, and I know some have been there probably too, but that's all. If you don't want to admit, that's all right. Where God has you have to shift around this little bit here and shift a little bit over there, and you may have to shift over here and say, well, I'll back off of paying on that. Oh, my. But God can bring you through, amen. After you do all that shifting around and everything, then next thing you know, you show up to the house of God and someone hands you something, amen. Oh, God, I send a check in the mail. Are you go to your coat pocket that you had on a couple weeks ago and you reach in there and there's some money hanging out there just hanging around waiting for you to take it. Amen. I've been there, saints of God, and I thank God for it because God is able to bring you through. God is able to bless us, saints of God, above all that we ask or think by the power that worketh within us. I found that to be so. And not only is it monetary, but it's also blessing and studying his word. Many times you may sit down to read, and many times you may sit down to meditate with Almighty God, and then the enemy will try to bomb rush your mind, and then things will start flooding in your mind, and he tries to do various things. Oh, but then God will give you a psalm, amen? God will give you a scripture. A guy's sister said he brings songs in the night. When you get ready to lay down, and you're not able to rest just enough, God will send a little melody in your heart. Praise our God, and you'll begin to sing that song, and before you know it, you've done gone right on off to see how many have been there, saints of God. I know, praise our God. Yes, that's what God will do for his people. Praise our God. I know the challenges of life, saints, can sometimes seem overwhelming when we're going through them. I know because I've faced those challenges just like you are facing them right now. When life's challenges attack, the thing they often come after is our hope. It comes after our hope in Jesus Christ. It comes after our hope that the promises he's made in the word of God are going to stand. It comes after the hope that we have a sure foundation. Oh, but we can lean on Hebrews 11 verse 1 where he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You might be wondering, well, Sister Renee, why are you talking about faith here? You see, we cannot have hope unless it is tied together with our faith in Almighty God. We have hope because we have faith, and we have faith because we have hope. Praise God. We don't have just faith in faith or hope in hope, because there's no real benefit in that for you and I. Praise our God. But it is the object of our faith and hope that makes all the difference in the world. He tied us the second chapter. Look at what it says in verse 13. It said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise our God. You see, when we set our hope on the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, when that day comes, we will be blessed beyond measure. When we see Christ, the trials of this life will all be all over with, and we will see beyond a shadow of a doubt what Paul said in the word of God. When Paul said in Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 18, that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Do we believe that, saints of God? Are we standing on the hope of God's eternal word? Do we have a heaven? Or is heaven our hope this afternoon? It is mine. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Our God. Oh, we can't put our hope in anything else but heaven. Amen?
That's right.
We can't put our hope in anything else but Jesus Christ. Praise our God.
Amen.
This is our blessed hope, saints. Christ can return at any time. Praise our God. And that should have a profound effect on how we live our lives. John wrote in 1 John, the 3rd chapter. I know you know these scriptures well, but I want you to follow along what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. Praise our God. And look at what John says in 1 John 3, verse 3. He said, and every man that has this hope in him. Look at what he's saying. Every man that has this hope in him purify himself even as he is pure.
Amen.
Oh my, my, my. Amen. We anticipate Christ is going to return. We've got to live as if he's coming back. We got to make sure that we have been purified. We have spiritual cleansing. We're not living lives that are not according to God's eternal word. Amen. That we're living upright. Oh, the world around us may be cheating on this. They may cheat on that. They may lie and steal and do. But that's not a stain of God.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
Because we have the hope. Every man that has this hope in him, that hope of eternal life in Christ Jesus, we have purified ourselves even as he is pure. Praise our
Amen.
God. How are we able to do it? In the power of the Holy Spirit of God. That's how we can live a life of purity. I know people right now, they don't believe that we can live such a life. People don't believe that you can go around and not steal, lie, and cheat. Oh, but yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
See, if you have the hope of seeing Jesus, then you're going to live as he's instructed us to live. Amen? Praise our God. If you want heaven to be your eternal home, you're going to live a righteous and sober life. As Jesus, with the word of God, has told us in this present world. Turn with me to Titus. That's what Paul told young Titus, to pen in the word of God. And look at what it says there in Titus, that second chapter. He said there in verse 11, oh, I want us to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us. Oh, not only to the church, but also to those who are lost. Oh, those who may not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He says there in verse 11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. Oh, his salvation has appeared to you. Why are you saying that? Because you're sitting under the sound of my voice, and God has given you the word of God. And it's talking about the salvation that God has given to all mankind. And that is his son, Jesus Christ. You're not going to be able to go away and say, well, I didn't know, Lord, when the end comes. Well, I didn't know anything. No, you know about Jesus. You sat there on November the 12th, 2023, and the word of God was preached to you.
He says in verse 12, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust. So we can't lust after the things in this world.
Amen.
And ungodliness. People are so ungodly today that, you know, they don't even know they're ungodly. It's so bad. He said, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should what? Live soberly, righteously, and godly. When? In this present world. Oh, God is looking for a righteous and sober people. And he's looking for those right here in this present world. People think that after we leave this world, that's when we're ever going to be able to be saints and we're going to be able to be saved. No, it's got to be done in this present world. Then he went on in verse 13. He says, looking for that blessed hope. Oh, there's that hope again, saints. And the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, that's why heaven is the believer's hope. He said, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity. Christ gave himself to save us from a sinful lifestyle and purify unto him, meaning to cleanse unto himself a peculiar people. Oh, peculiar, that means we're funny. It means that we are set apart for God's use. Amen? Zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Praise our God. Praise our God. As we said, as believers, we anticipate Christ coming back. Amen? Because the word of God tells us, if we have the hope of seeing Jesus, then we're going to live as he has instructed us to live in order for us to make heaven our eternal home. You see, our entire future is bound up with Christ Jesus. When we see our future in him, he ought to be the model of our holiness, the goal of our holiness. He ought to be the end of our holiness, the motivation for us to live holy. You see, we can't put our hope in all that God promises to be for us in Christ and then live like everyone else is living. We can't live like this world is living right now. We can't say our dependence is on money or 401k or on this and on. No, our hope and dependence has got to be on Jesus. Amen. Oh, yeah, many are looking one day to retire. Many are looking one day to be able to have money and be able to have a 401k payment, but you can't put your hope in that. Amen. Oh, amen. Come on. Put it in Jesus. Praise our God. Jesus is our hope. And our hope extends beyond this life to an eternal life through our Savior, Jesus Christ. One day we shall see him face to face. I know that times are troubling. And I heard some of the saints yesterday saying how rough it's going to get. Say that this is just the beginning. But let us hold on to God, saints. Let us not get weary in well-doing. Let us not get discouraged at the signs that we are seeing. Yes, we can see despair all around us. We can see the need in our country right now. I'm reminded of a saying, the rich get richer and the poor get poor. But let us trust God. Let us put our trust in God to see us through these times. The psalmist in Psalms 27 encouraged us to wait for the Lord and be strong. He said in verse 13 of Psalms 27, turn with me there for a moment. He said, I had fainted. Oh, this is what the psalmist said. He's meaning that he had lost heart. He said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, my, my, my. Here the psalmist was saying to us that he would have given up or lost heart if he had not seen the goodness of God. Saints of God, I know when we look around and we see all the things that are going on, we could get probably possibly to this point too, where we would lose heart. Because that's what he said. He said, I had fainted, meaning he had lost heart. He said, unless I had believed to see the goodness. See, his confidence had to be in God. And our confidence has got to be in God. We've got to know that God is able to bring us through any situation. He said, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. praise our God. If he had not seen the goodness of God in his life, he went on to say in verse 14, he tells us, he said, wait on the Lord. Then he said, be of good courage. See, we got to wait on God. We can't run ahead of God. Then he went on to encourage. He said, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say on the Lord. Saints of God, when things look a little rough, when things look like that, you know, the enemy is coming in. Remember, the scripture says when the enemy comes in like a flood, he said the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against them. We've got to wait on the Lord. God is able to bring us through. We've got to be of good courage. He will strengthen our heart. You know, sometimes that's where the center of our life is, our heart. Brother Jackson, Brother Levester has taught us that many times over and over again. The heart is the center of everything. That's why the Bible says to keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Our heart is very tender, saints of God. There are things that go on, and we see these things happening, but we've got to wait on the Lord. Why? Because God will strengthen our heart. He said, wait. I say on the Lord. Remember the old saying they used to say, oh, they're just tugging at my heart's door. Oh, there's some things that will tug at your heart's door. But wait on God. Be of good courage, and God will strengthen you. I know waiting is one of the hardest things for most people. People become so impatient that they believe that they need to help God. Many think that when we ask God for something, God should bring it about ASAP. You know, you know, when I used to work, they used to put something, you know, a project on my desk, and next you know, you'd see these big letters, ASAP, meaning as soon as possible. And that's as soon as possible didn't mean when it was at my convenience. No, they wanted it ASAP, right now. Amen? But that's the way people are living their lives right now when they call on God. You know, sometimes we get down before the Lord and we ask God for something. And then we want God right now, Lord. We want him to deliver it right now. Oh, God's timing is not our timing. Our God lives outside of time. And because of that, he can see when the perfect timing is for everything that goes on in our life. And he generally doesn't tell us why the best timing is it is. But God expects us to accept what God says. Amen? You may want it right now, but God may say, no, I need you to wait right now.
Amen.
Praise. Or I know waiting on God can be difficult, and it can be impossible for some to do it. But you know we got to wait on the Lord, because when we wait on God, there's some tremendous benefits in waiting. Amen? We are told in Isaiah, the 40th chapter, turn with me there for a moment and look at what he says in Isaiah 40, 31. He said, but they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. You think about it. Oh, when you wait on God, look what God will do. He'll renew your strength. They shall mount up with wings as the, oh, have you ever studied the wings of an eagle? Oh, my. When they're up there and they flap in that air. Oh, they're just free saints of God. We would be flying on eagle's wings. Praise our God. They shall run and not be. This is a promise that God has said to you and I when we wait on him, that we shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Oh, God's going to allow you to soar throughout this world. How many have found that to be so? When you put your trust in Almighty God, when you laid it down at the feet of Jesus and you allow God to work out that situation, when you say, Lord, I'm allow you to work it out to your glory and work it out to your honor. Help me just to wait on you. Help me, Lord, to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I know we've mentioned it many times before, and you saints of God who know the word of God, that when Moses was bringing the people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt, and God told Moses to make sure that they ate with their shoes on their feet. Oh, praise our God. They were got to be ready to go in a minute's notice, a nanosecond. God wanted them to be ready. Are we ready like that, saints of God? Are we ready to go? You know, and then when Moses got there, and Moses had the Red Sea before him and Pharaoh's army behind him, Moses
Moses had told the children of Israel, and I know we've said this many times before, he told them to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He wanted them to stand still and see how God was going to deliver them out of that situation. Saints of God, I can say the same today. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God can deliver us out of any situation if we wait on God, if we put it in God's hand. Can you just imagine what was running through Moses' mind when he was looking at the Red Sea and knew the army and the children of Israel were always murmuring and complaining? Oh, what did God say? What do you have in your hand? See, God, what has God put in our hand? God has given us his rod and God has given us his spirit. What are you saying, Sister Renee? That's what the psalmist let us know in Psalm the 23rd chapter when he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Oh, saints of God, we don't have to want for anything unless we just want to want for it, because God is the Lord is our shepherd. He went on to say, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Have you found that to be so? He leadeth me beside the still waters. Oh, when this life is all choppy and everything is going haywire, God can lead you beside the still waters and he restores my soul. He can go in and sit out when the world is all in a turmoil, when the world has you in anxiety, when you believe the doctors are saying, I need to give you this medication for that and this medication for that. God can restore your soul. He can lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, and then he went on to say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, you got to have some confidence in God. You got to have it in Almighty God when you're going through something. He said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God's word and God's spirit, they will comfort us. But God can't comfort if you don't know the word of God. God can't comfort if you don't have the spirit of God reigning within. What are you saying, Sister Renee? The spirit of God has been given to each and every one of us. He is our guide. He is our direction. He will guide us into all truth. We don't have to walk around in this world oblivious. We don't have to walk around in a state of shock. We don't have to walk around as if we don't know the front from the back. But God can stable us and keep us in this world in which we are living. Why? Jesus said in John the 15th chapter, verse 26, but when the Comforter is come, who I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Praise our God. And look at what he says here. In verse 27, he said, and ye also shall bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. You can't bear witness of Jesus if you haven't been with him.
Amen.
Amen. You can't tell someone that Jesus is able to bring you through if you haven't gone through anything. Amen.
That's right.
You know, saints of God, we want a flowery bed of ease serving the Lord. He never told us it was going to be that way. There's some things that are going to happen in your life and in my life that are out of our control. And as Brother Jackson shared with us, these are just the issues of life. Mm-hmm. We got to go through them. But God is able to bring us through. Why? Because God has someone that you need to witness to about what God can do for you. Amen?
Amen.
You may say, well, I would rather, Sister Renee, God use someone else. No, God wants to use you. Mm-hmm. Amen? Oh, we want God to use us. Why? We want God to be able to use, and we want him to make sure that we're able to go through these situations, that we're able, that we know that when we go through something, God has brought us through it, and we can share with someone else, or we can have a testimony. We may not have a testimony just like Brother Byron, or a testimony like Sister Smith, or a testimony like Sister Carol, but God will give you a testimony of what God has brought you through. How many know what I'm talking about? Oh, when you may say, well, Sister Renee, I didn't have cancer. Or I didn't. No, you don't have to have cancer for God to give you a testimony. Amen?
Amen.
You don't have to have cancer for God to allow you to be able to witness to somebody about how good God is.
That's right.
Because God is good. Amen? God has used that for brother, and that's brother's testimony, so brother can share with others, because God has put people in brother's life that brother's able to say how good God was to him. Oh, but you ought to be able to say how good God is to you too. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. Maybe it says, you know, Lord, there was a time when we didn't have any food in the refrigerator. We didn't have no food, but oh, we prayed it in. Praise our God. I can remember, and I may have shared this with you before, when Sister Marie was a little girl, and Brother Tony and I were there, and all we had was one can of soup, one can of Campbell's chicken noodle condensed soup. And you know, you put water in it to try to make it little, you know, give you a little bit more than what's in that can. But that's all we had. Because we had to buy milk for Sister Maria so she could have something, because she was a baby. But oh, God made a way.
Praise God.
He'll make a way out of no way. Amen?
Praise God.
You got to put your trust in God. It may not be steak and meat and potatoes and all that, but oh, God will lay out. Why? Because he said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointed my head with what? Oil. My cup does what? Oh, it run, is your cup running over? You may not have a spread like everybody else. You know, you hear people at work all the time, girl, we laid some steaks on the grill. You may have to lay some chicken wings. That's all right. Praise God. He went on to say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. That's all we need, saints of God, all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I don't have to have steak. I don't have to have asparagus. But all I need is surely goodness and mercy to follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Praise
Amen.
God. Amen.
Praise our God. Oh, that's what God can do for you. Amen. Oh, praise our God. He can strengthen us, saints. He can strengthen us. In Philippians 4, verse 6, we are told to be careful for nothing. Mm-hmm. Praise our God. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Have you told God what you need today?
Bless the Lord.
Have you sat down with him and had a little talk with Jesus? Have you said, you know, Lord, and didn't come honestly to Almighty God? You just come to him and say, Lord, you know my plight. You know my situation. You know, Lord, I've given, I put everything. Oh, I've come to you, Lord God. This is how I live my life. I live for you, Lord God. You told me in your precious word, dear Heavenly Father, that David said in the Psalms, he said, I was once young, now old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging. Lord, I don't have enough. Oh, Lord, can you open up a window, a blessing for me? Oh, and God will open up that window. Amen. Praise God. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Oh, praise our God. Sometimes we want to run to the saints and say, you know, sister so-and-so, I don't have this, or brother so-and-so, I don't have this. No, make your request known to God. Oh, get before Almighty God and say, God, you're the one that made me. You told me in your word to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. I've done everything you've asked me to do, Lord. Now I'm finding myself in a little bit of a need right now. You said you would supply all my need according to your riches in Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, I'm standing on that precious promises right now. How many have been there? Amen. And I know you're going to bring me through, Lord God, because I know, dear Father, none of your promises have failed, dear Heavenly Father. I know you are a God of honor. I know you are a God of hope. Oh, you have an unshakable foundation that I'm standing on. And I love you, Lord, with all my heart, mind, and soul. Oh, God, oh, make a way. Oh, praise our God. He'll open up an avenue and pour you out a blessing he said you cannot receive. Have you been there? Oh, we've got to have been there, saints of God. Oh, we've got to be, God has poured us out blessings in many ways. Sometimes we don't even see those blessings. But God has truly poured out blessings to each and every one of us. Thank God for it, amen. He said in verse 7, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your heart
praise, or the peace of God will keep our hearts through Christ Jesus. Oh, and then he said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest. See, there's some thought process here, some meditation you and I have got to be thinking on. He said, whatsoever things are honest. You see, when you're talking to someone and they always go to the negative, you're trying to figure out, well, where's your life? Is your life in Christ Jesus? Because he said, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Praise God. Oh, heaven, the believer's hopes. Praise our God. See, rather than worrying about things, we can put all of our current concerns in God's hands and we can wait on him. Then we will experience the peace that passes all understanding. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, I know that this world seems so out of whack right now. We're hearing of so much that's going on, but we cannot lose heart. We've got to continue to see the goodness of God in our land right now. We must look at what God is doing in your life and in my life. And see that God is still on the throne of grace and mercy. I know it can be hard, but don't allow the enemy of our souls to get us to see everything that has happened around us as doom and gloom.
That's right.
Let us see the goodness of God.
Amen.
You know, there's a song that Sister Carol taught us that said, think of his goodness to you.
That's right.
So when things are going on, think of the goodness of God to you. Think of what God has done for you. Amen. The psalmist said in the 118th division of Psalms, verse 24, this is the day which the Lord has made. You know, sometimes people walk around and they're like, well, hello, how are you? How is your day? Oh, this is a bad day. Oh, my Bible says this is the day which the Lord has made. Oh, every day is a good day in the Lord. I mean, we may get up and have some aches and pains, and we may not be as joyous or joyful as we was yesterday, but that's all right. It's still the day the Lord's made.
Amen.
And what did he tell us? We will rejoice and be what?
Glad.
Glad in it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yesterday was a little better than what it is today, but that's all right. Tomorrow may be better. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But keep trusting in the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Psalmist was letting us know that we are to rejoice and be glad in the day because God made it. God has allowed us to see it. God has allowed us to experience it. There's a hymn that Sister Bev taught us that goes in part, think of his goodness to you. I want you to listen to these lyrics. It says, when the waves of affliction sweep over the soul and sunlight is hidden from view, if ever you're tempted to fret or complain, just think of his goodness to you. The world may forsake you and those whom you trust may prove to be false and untrue. There's only one you can trust even unto the end. Just think of his goodness to you. Misfortune's dark cloud may hang over the way despite your best efforts to do. The Savior is guarding your treasures up there. Just think of his goodness to you. He's just saying, just think about how good God has been. When dear ones are taken away from you here, you love with affection so true. Look unto the Savior for strength to endure and think of his goodness to you. Just think of his goodness to you. Yes, think of his goodness to you. Though storms over you sweep, he is able to keep. Oh, think of his goodness to you. Praise our God. This hymn encourages you and I to, as believers, to reflect on all the goodness of Almighty God to us saints. All the goodness that God has bestowed upon us. Although the storms of life and challenges of life are all around us, Jesus Christ, our Savior, is able to keep us. He is able to protect us. He's able to bring us through. Praise our God. One thing we got to know that when we're going through something, but we got to remember to praise God. We got to remember to thank God. You may, we have got to say, well, you know, Lord, I thank you. It's no worse than what it was. Amen. Praise our God. No matter what life is handed to us at any given time, we must do as the psalmist said in the 117th division of Psalms. Praise our God. He said there, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all you people. Praise God. As no matter what we're going through, saints, we just got to say, oh, praise the Lord. For his mercy, kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. Praise our God. Oh, we ought to be able to still see his goodness in this life, no matter how mixed up it might be right now. Oh, all the turmoil, saints. All the confusion the enemy has going on in our land right now. We still got to see the goodness of the Lord. We've got to know that the believer's hope is heaven. Heaven is our hope. Our material things, we may have material things down in this life, but we can't set our treasures upon them. Praise our God. Praise our God. Romans 5 teaches that knowing Christ grants us hope, that calamities and disasters cannot yank away. Oh, there are things that are going on in this life right now. They ought not to be able to yank away the hope that you and I have in Jesus Christ. Our eyes have got to be fixed on him. And when our eyes are fixed on him, he makes all things new. Oh, you think about it, saints, now that you've been saved. You know, there was a time when you first got saved, the enemy, the first thing he started to do, well, you know, you can't do this now. You can't do that now. How many know what I'm talking about? Oh, the enemy would come to you and say, and some of the stuff the enemy was just saying to you just to get you all stirred up.
Right.
You know, he would keep in your mind, oh, you can't go here now. Oh, but now you've been saved for so many years. Look, you don't even think about those things. Amen?
That's right.
Praise God.
Amen.
You don't even think about it. None of us is thinking about those things. Amen? Oh, but the enemy, when we first got saved, that's how the enemy has drawn folks back. The enemy has caused folks to turn away from God. They start out seeking the Lord. They start out running for Almighty God. And then all of a sudden they think, oh, they look over here. Well, they think my homies are having fun over here, or this one's having fun over here. And I just want to go hang out with, oh, but if you stay with Almighty God, after a while, God will show you there's no fun in what they're doing. Oh, God will show you a better way to live your life. How many have found it to be so? God will show you that the best way to live your life is for Jesus Christ. Why? Because he will put in your mind and let you remember that, oh, that you don't know the day I'm going to come back. Oh, you don't know when I'm going to call you home, but you better be ready to go. Amen. Praise Amen. Our God. That's what God allow you to know. Amen. Oh, God will take you through and allow you to see the things of Almighty God. When God saves you and you begin to run for Almighty God and you stay up underneath the word of God, then the things of the earth will grow strangely dim, the hymn says, in the light of his glory and grace. Have you found that to be so?
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise our God. God is able to bring us through, even in our sufferings. You ought to find refinement. We're told in 1 Peter 1, verse 7, praise our God. He said that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, my, might be found unto praise and honor and glory. Oh, though we might be going through something right now. Might be tried with fire. But look at what it said. Might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. God is able to bring us through, saints. He's able to bring us through. Even in our suffering, our hope has to remain unshakable in Almighty God. Turn with me to Romans, the 5th chapter and verse 3. And look at what it says there. Praise our God. He's able to bring us through. He said in hope, Praise our God. My, my, my. He said, therefore, let me start with verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace. This grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. See, this is our spiritual hope, saints of God. He said, not only so, but we glory what? In tribulation. Oh, how do I glory, Sister Renee, in tribulation? How do I glory when the enemy is trying me on every hand? He said, also knowing that tribulation worketh what? Patience. Oh, God has a reason for everything we're going through, saints of God. He went on to say there, and patience experience. Oh, why does God want us to have experience? Because God wants you to be able to testify to someone. And then experience is what? Hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Oh, my, my, my. Then he goes on to say there, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. When we were helpless, God died for us. He sent his son to die for you and I. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God, oh, brother said that earlier today.
Amen.
But God, amen, commended his love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Thank
amen.
Praise
our God. In Isaiah, the 48th chapter. Oh, look at what it says there. Praise our God. Oh, sometimes, saints of God, you know, we have to go through some things. You see, God, as we said, he can refine us in our afflictions and in our suffering. Look at what it says in Isaiah 48:10. He said, behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Oh, my, my, my. God has chosen us in the furnace of affliction. He said, you know, see, God is saying to us that he's using the trials and all the afflictions that we're facing in this life to refine us. Oh, to cultivate us, saints of God. Purify, sharpen us up. Perfect us in our walk with him to make us stronger. Oh, my, my, my. You see, it's through these difficult times that you and I have. We need to rely on him. That's how we grow in our faith with Almighty God. You see, as we persevere through the trials of life, we become more like Christ. Then we're better equipped to go through them. Amen? Oh, you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, how is that so? You know, last year you may have had something, and you may say, well, Sister Renee, I didn't go through it as well. Well, then God has shown you how to go through it. Why? He said, in through the furnace of affliction, I have chosen thee, in the furnace of affliction for my own sake. Even for my own sake will I do it. For how should my name be polluted, and I will not give my glory to another? You think about when you're going through something, saying to God, God doesn't want his people walking around, you know, saying to the world, you know, I'm dealing with this issue. You know, how can we witness for God if the saints of God are telling the unbeliever, you know, I don't know why I have to go through this. See, God doesn't want us doing that. God wants us to be able to say, you know, I'm going through something right now. The Lord and I are going through something right now.
Amen.
And God is on my side. And I'm going to be like the children of Israel. I'm going to stand. And I'm going to have courage. And I'm not going to allow the enemy of my soul to change my mind. I'm not going to allow the enemy of my soul to get me all turned up over on Almighty God. Because I'm going to stand just like the three Hebrew boys did. I'm going to take a stand. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us. See, if God's not able to deliver you from the situation, because we know God is able to deliver. If you feel he's not, you got to stand for Almighty God. And that's what the Hebrew boys did. They said, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy God. You got to tell the devil that, amen? When you're going through something, don't allow the devil to have you say, well, I'm just going to stop serving the Lord. That's not an option, amen? Ought not to be an option. Let's put it that way. Oh, we don't want to turn around on God. We don't want to say because we're going through something. You know, life, we go through life, and they used to say whistling Dixie and just going through life and everything and you're skipping around. No, there's some things that are going to happen to each and every one of us out of our control, amen? But we got to have our hand in God's hand. We got to think of his goodness to us, amen? Think that God, you know, don't go around thinking, well, God doesn't love me because I'm going through something. See, in the furnace, pride is humbled. In the furnace, strength is given to us. Amen? In the furnaces of life, we learn how to lean and depend on Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
How many have gone through something? Amen? And what did you learn how to do? You learned you knew where your faith was and where your strength was. Amen? I'm a used brother. He said, one time I remember, he called and he said, you know, he was, oh, there was one time we had a call from him. His brother was dealing with his cancer. And I can remember him calling. The next thing you know, he lost the sight in his one eye. And then something else happened. And I said, oh, Lord, have mercy on my brother. Oh, but we could hear how strong he was in the Lord. He said, I haven't been able to read a lot. He said, but I know you're holding me up. And saints of God, when we're going through our times of affliction, we might not individually be able to cry out to Almighty God. But we got brothers and sisters right here that we know, we should know for sure are praying for us, that are lifting us up. There's a time in each one of our lives, all of us have been through some sorrow. All of us have been through some grief. We've all lost loved ones dear to our heart. And some of them have been lost, and we didn't even know that they were on their way out. Not necessarily that we have to know, but we would never expect that they were going. Oh, and when that shock hit the system, and that's exactly what it does when it hit our heart. Oh, we had to be able to cling and hold on to something. And what were we able to hold on? Our anchor had to hold against the solid rock of Jesus. But we had also know that when the word went out, the saints of God were holding us up. Amen? Because there might not have been a time when we were able to read the word of God. We might not have been able to see the scriptures as clearly as what was through all the tears that we were shedding, through all the sorrow that we were going through. And there's nothing wrong with shedding tears, but we don't shed them as there's no hope unless the individual did not know Jesus Christ. Because when you know Jesus Christ, there's a hope beyond the grave. That's what Paul was letting us know in our scripture reading. When Paul said to us, he said, in this life only if we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But when you die in Jesus, there's a hope beyond the grave. We don't have a miserable life that we are living because we know our hope is in heaven, our eternal home. How many know what I'm talking about? Oh, we don't want them to leave. We want everybody to stay here. We're the ones that we have lost and we miss right now. And we think about it. We're coming into a holiday season. Whether we serve, we celebrate or not, we still are coming in what the world says is a holiday season. And that's when a lot of families are gathering and coming around, and they will be absent from that table. But our hope has to be in Jesus Christ. Our hope has to be in our eternal home, that we know when our time comes that we will be resting in glory with Almighty God. Amen. Amen. Our family needs to know that if we die, I'm all right. Amen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can cry over the casket if you want to. I'm all right. I'm in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You're going to miss me, but I'm in Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, I'm for sure. Those that have gone on, Sister D and Brother Carol and all of them, they're not looking to come back here. Amen? All this confusion in this light that we're seeing right now that's going on. Oh, no. They're resting from their labor. Praise our God. So heaven is our hope, saints of God. That's why we have to have unshakable faith in God. We got to know that our foundation is secure in Christ Jesus. Our hearts have to stand on that sure foundation of him. And we've been assured of it in the word of God. We're told in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, verse 19, these words, praise our God. Oh, I didn't think I was going to be able to finish. My, but that's all right. And the time is gone, but that's all right. Let us get in just a little bit more here if you hold on with me. He said there in verse 19, he said, nevertheless, the foundation of God. This is 2 Timothy, the second chapter. He says in verse 19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. Praise our God. Oh, when it has that seal, that means it is sealed. It is not going anywhere. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Are you one of God? Amen. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ, what did he say for us to do? Depart from iniquity. You can't walk around, I'm a sinning Christian. No, you're not a Christian.
Amen.
He said, depart from iniquity. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. Praise God. Oh, sanctified and meet, meaning we are suitable for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. But look what he says in there. Oh, I know a lot of people say, well, they're young. They got their life ahead. What did he say? Flee also youthful lust. But follow after what? Righteousness, faith, charity, which is love. Then he said, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
Amen.
My. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. You know, people will come up with foolish stuff, and, you know, they'll say things to you, like someone had mentioned about a question. Somebody said, well, what are you going to do when you're in heaven? All you're going to eternally just walk around in heaven? Oh, wow. Amen. That means you're not looking to go there. Amen.
Because
right. If you go back in Revelations and read, praise God. Amen. Oh, you're looking for that city of gold. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise our God.
Amen.
He said, the servant of the Lord must not strive, but to be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Oh, we're living in a time, saints of God. People need us. They need guidance. They need direction in the things of God. And they need to hear instruction for the saints of God. They need to hear sound doctrine from the saints of God, coming out of the saints of God's mouth. He said, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. You see, many of them don't even understand that they're standing on the brink of being against, for God cutting them off. He said, if God peradventure will give them repentance, many have gotten to the point they've sinned so much, they've come up against God, that there may not be repentance from God to them. He said, repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. My. Oh, saints of God, that's how the devil operates right now, amen?
That's right.
The devil is operating in a way right now that people don't have the spiritual liberty they ought to have in serving Jesus. Many are still in spiritual bondage right now. Many are still, you know, claiming they will. I'm just a this and I'm just, no. God is able to bring you out. God is able to make you a vessel unto honor. Sanctified and meet for his use. Amen. That you will know as a believer your hope is in heaven. Amen. Your hope is in an eternal home. Praise our God. Thanks to God, if the Lord allows, we'll finish up, Lord willing, on next Lord's Day or whenever the Lord allows us to bring this back. But we thank the Lord because we're so much. Oh, we still have to get to even what Paul was saying in our scripture text. But we thank the Lord. God is able. Amen. Oh, God bless you is my prayer. Amen. Praise our God. Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God for his word. Heaven is the believer's hope.
Amen.
Amen. And if we have that hope, we're going to conduct ourselves in such a way to keep that hope. Amen. There's no reason for us to hope. If I haven't put any money into an account in a bank,
amen.
There's no need for me to go to the bank and hope I'm going to be able to get some out. I didn't put anything in. Even so, if we're not saved, if we're not living for the Lord, if the Lord is not our hope, then what can we expect at the last day?
Amen.
We can't expect any of the precious promises that the Lord made to them
Amen.
Who are his.
Amen.
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 So heaven is the believer's hope.
Amen.
The Lord has to be our hope here and now.
Amen. Praise God.
Because a hope is just more than a, well, you know, something, it might happen, but I don't know. No. Our hope is steadfast and sure.
Amen.
In the Lord. And I was just looking at Jeremiah 17:7 says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is.
Mm-hmm.
There are many people who hope about many things in this life. They hope, you know, and many of them sinful. They'll buy a lotto ticket and hope that they win. Yeah, they'll try to buy a chance and a hope that comes about. But that's not the kind of hope. That's not what we're talking about.
Amen.
We're talking about spiritual things.
Amen.
Amen. And we're talking about those things that are a hope for our very soul.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Just watch out. What will we be singing? And the worship of the Lord, number 420, shall we stand? Amen. Number 420 in the worship of the Lord. The solid rock. Okay. That first verse even starts off, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. You want to have a hope. It's something that is solid. We better hope in the redeeming blood of Jesus.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His own, his covenant, his blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my hope and stay, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Praise God. That third verse said his oath, his covenant, His blood support me in the whelming flood. His covenant, the New Testament in his blood, which was shed that we might be saved.
Yeah.
That we could have a hope. It says, when all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. We were saying it. People put a lot of hope in a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
They buy self-help books. They go to therapists, not physical therapists, but for their mind,
mm-hmm.
and so on, because they think they just can't cope.
Mm-hmm.
But that verse said, when all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. That second verse said, in every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. But that anchor, the anchor has to be out. We have to be anchored in Jesus. That's what the message said.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be tossed about with every wind of doctrine. We can't be tossed around in every storm. When a tribulation comes and then suddenly we're just adrift and we're drowning and we think, well, I have no hope. I don't know who I'll go to. That's when Jesus is there.
Amen.
But we've got to be anchored in him.
Amen.
To begin with. We can't have the storm come and then we start looking around for Jesus.
No.
We have to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. He has to be our solid rock in order for us to have that hope. My Lord.
Amen.
My Lord. My.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
And we can't have a hope unless it's in Jesus.
Amen.
Praise our God. Is there anyone who doesn't have this hope, who wants to have this hope? He says, right now my life seems pretty hopeless, but I would like to have a hope. All you have to do is believe. All you have to do is believe that Jesus' blood is able to save you from that hopeless situation. He's able to help you. He's able to save you. And if you want to have a hope, Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Yeah. Because there really is no hope outside of Jesus. There's no hope beyond this life. There's no hope in eternity outside of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. There's someone who wants to be remembered in prayer that they get even more anchored.
Amen.
Amen.
Stay anchored.
I want to stay. Amen. I want to stay in the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. Because it says, on Christ, the solid rock, I said, all other ground is sinking sand. And you cannot pitch your anchor in sinking sand. It won't hold. It won't hold anything. Has to be on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We'll sing that last verse.
When we shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, that chorus is a testimony. And it's also a warning. It's a testimony when it says, on Christ the solid rock I stand. But it's a warning that if you're not standing on the solid rock of Christ, then you're on sinking sand. And you will not endure and the judgment. Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. Jesus is the believer's hope in all things. Amen. If you're not a believer, then you don't have a hope. Praise our God. Thank God for his word this day. Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, thanking you for your precious word. Thanking you, dear God, because you've sent us the truth, dear Father. And Lord, we know, dear God, that it was a word that our ears and our hearts needed to hear, dear God. Oh, Father, we thank you, dear God, for Jesus. We thank you, dear God, because he is the believer's hope, dear God. Jesus is the only hope that a sinner would have, but they must first believe in Jesus. They must first take Jesus at his word. They must first obey his commandment when he said, you must be born again. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, and speak to the hearts, dear God, of those who do not believe. Help them to know, dear Father, that they must believe, dear God, in order not to be lost. They must believe in order not to perish, dear God. For we know, dear God, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And this is the believer's hope. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to the hearts, dear God, of those who heard this message, Lord, and yet, dear God, have not surrendered to you, dear God. Oh, Father, we're praying, dear God, for their souls, dear Father. For we know, dear God, Lord, such were we, dear God. But, Lord, we heard your word and we believed, dear Father. Dear God, we took you at your word. We took you at your promises. And now, dear Lord, we have a hope. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, for those, dear Father, who have not yet surrendered. Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would give up their lives and their hearts and their minds to thee, dear God. Lord, knowing, dear Father, that you will give them life, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that your word would continue to preach to them, that your spirit would bring it back to their minds, dear God. Lord, even after the dismissal of this service, Lord, that you would continue, Lord, to preach your word to their hearts, dear God. Help them to know, Lord, that they cannot run away from your word, dear God, for your word will find them, dear God. And, Lord, they will, dear Father, not have peace, dear God, with thee, except, Lord, they surrender their hearts and minds to thee. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word this day. And Lord, we're so glad, Lord, that we surrendered to you, dear God. And Lord, you have kept us, dear God. Lord, you have kept us, dear Father, in your word. Father, we thank you, dear God, for Jesus, that sure anchor for our souls, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to remain steadfast. Help us, Lord, even to draw nearer and nearer and nearer to thee, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, for truly, dear God, Lord, we do not, Lord, want to have run this race this far and then, Lord, to lose, dear God, because our anchor didn't hold, to lose out, dear God, because we did not seek you, dear God, in all things, dear Father, for our keeping. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to measure to all of your word, dear God, knowing, dear Father, Lord, that no man, Lord, if we remain in thee, Lord, no man can pluck us out of your hand. Lord, help us, dear God, to remain in thee, dear God. Help us, Lord, to obey your word in all things. Help us, Lord, to have joy, dear God, in thee. That joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. That peace that passeth all understanding by man's way of understanding. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to maintain, dear God. Help us, Lord, to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, dear God, knowing, dear God, that your promises, dear God, are to those who will hold steadfast unto the end. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your messenger. We pray, dear God, your continued blessings and strength on her, dear God. And, Lord, help us, dear God, to be strengthened by your word. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and our hope. Amen. Praise our God. Thank the Lord. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. Thank God. Thank the Lord. Amen. Yes, Brother Byron.
The song that we were saying, our rest is on his unchanging grace.
Yes.
And Melissa and I was talking yesterday about, you know, the law that they make changes on for the recreational part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have to go back and decide some of the men or people that they put away to have to release.
Yeah.
And I took this to Melissa and I said, that's why God said I changed not. But he's not going to happen. Somebody that's already gone to the grave.
That's right.
Come up and say, well, I got to change your judgment because I changed something while you were, you'd already died or something like that.
Right.
No, he changes not.
Amen.
If you went to the grave with your sins, the sins are going to still meet you when you come.
Amen.
Amen. So just thank the Lord.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. That's such a good thought, brother. So good. As you said, there's no relief. You've gone to the grave in your sins. There's no release from that. Amen. My. And in this life, the only release from sin is through the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Our Sunday school class, we say he's the only door. He's the only door. Amen. Thank God. Yes, Sister Lawrence Singh.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. Sister Holmes, would you like to express yourself?
Yes, I would like to. I want to say I thank the Lord for the word that has gone before and gone today. It's a repeat to me because had I not given my heart to the Lord long time ago, I wouldn't hear. And it's inspiring to hear it over and over again. Each time I can say a few words of thanks to the ones that brings the word, like Sister has brought it this morning, and you bringing it each time you have the opportunity. It's joy in my heart. It's speaking the word over and over again.
Yeah.
I don't get tired of hearing it. It encourages me to hold on and not give up because the Lord has brought me a long ways. And I see the help of my children. It encourages me to train up the child in the way he should go, as the Lord says. And bringing them up, they're helping me to see the facts of what his word said long before I was even born. And I thank the Lord for it. It's encouraging me every time I hear it. I can say amen.
Praise.
And I thank you all for your prayers on my behalf, enabling me to see what the Lord, what I was thinking. Through the word, you're bringing it to me again in the word when you bring a message. I'm so happy that I gave my heart to the Lord a long time ago.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise Amen. God. Hey, God bless you, sister. Oh, thank God. Yeah, Brother Joseph.
Maybe blood or iron, and she takes iron, they give her the medicine to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes back home, I drive her home.
Yeah.
And I go back in the house. And I go back in the house, she just not to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because her blood is sick. I don't know how to gram blood. And she tried to spray it. Almost died.
Mm.
She
oh my.
She called me and I come back to get her.
Yes.
To the emergency room. And then I go, I have a table at here. My car will crush. So I can say, God always is.
Yes.
Anytime, he never be absent. All day he died. All day, air blood. Get out. And they can't help just mess up because everyone goes to the hospital. But God was there because he never gets up. Mm-hmm. We still have life.
Yes, yes. Amen. Amen. We thank God for his mercy on you. Yes. Yes. When I think of the scripture, it says, in all things give thanks. And you think of that situation and the accident and how it could have been so much worse. As you say, you're alive. You're here. We thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Even me, I just get my paper. But I don't have paper. I have people, they have paper. But I don't have, I don't care because I'm not going to be
sick.
Even if it's not, my hope is that they're funding and shit and the paper. Even Jesus.
Amen.
You know, because you take a me, you always take a me, and God take a me. And I'm believing him, and he always with me. Because I try to make people drive them.
Mm-hmm.
Like drive them go up, drive them to go to the hospital and look at the school for him because they come here, they don't speak English, they don't know how to find school.
Yes.
I was there to try to help them.
Yes.
Because when you have someone, you have Jesus. Remember Jesus say, I want to send the gentleman come to you.
Mm-hmm.
I was not doing that for
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
I was making that for you.
Mm-hmm.
I want by myself to not come help me.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be out. But pray for me.
Yes.
Sometimes I try to stop God.
It's not it.
You have a heart to serve. Yeah, amen. God bless you, brother. And we will continue to pray for you and pray for your car situation, and that God will work it all out. We know that he can. And just thank God to see you. Amen. Thank God for you. The meditation is Isaiah 12:5. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Amen. Truly, the testimony that Brother Joseph gave us, God has done excellent things. Brother Byron's testimony, that we were rejoicing at the end of Sunday school, how God has blessed him and allowed him to see another birthday. And when he went through a season of illness where the doctors didn't think that would be the case, God, the Lord, has done excellent things. Amen. And we are witness to these things. And many times we are recipients of not just witness, but we have received, amen, good things from the Lord. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. God blessed the November turkey giveaway. They were all gone in about 1.5 hours. What a blessing that God has allowed us to once again give to the community to win souls for the kingdom of God. Choir rehearsal next Sunday following morning service. Thank God for all the community days he allowed us to have in 2023. Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all bringing scriptures. Our thought for today, Satan, sin, and suffering, these are inseparable. Amen, amen. And please continue to remember the saints, family, and friends in prayer on our prayer list. Amen. Thank the Lord. Yes. That's right. All right. No choir rehearsal next Sunday. Next Sunday will be the dinner, the harvest dinner. We're encouraging you to invite family members. And that will be after morning service downstairs. And just pray for that family members will come, that we may eat with them, talk with them. They may know the love of God and be well fed as well, as we will be eating together and thanking God for his goodness and his blessings to us. Truly, God has been good to us this year. He has blessed us in many, many ways. And so we want this opportunity to share with family members and so on, and so we can express to them the love of God and talk about the soul as well. Amen. If all minds are clear, shall we stand?
Ms. Shelley Payne was added to the list.
All right. All right.
Over up until,
yes. That's the request that Brother Byron brought in. She's in the last name in the first column of the prayer list in our bulletin. So continue to remember her and her family in prayer. and likewise Infinity, who's in the hospital. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, that we can come to you in prayer. We thank you, Lord, because we have been able to come together, Lord, in your name. And Lord, we have heard from heaven. We've heard your precious word, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to measure to your word, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to walk in the light, Lord, you have given us through your word, dear God. For truly you have shined it on our pathway this day. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for our messenger. We thank you, Lord, for our pastor. And we pray, Lord, your continued blessings and touch upon her, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would remember, dear Lord, even the special request that Brother Byron brought for Shelley Payne, dear God. Lord, you know all about her. Father, you know, dear God, what is required. You know what is necessary. Lord, you know the extent, dear God, of the ailment in her body. And so, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, in your mercy, dear Father, that you would touch her, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would be with her, Father. We pray, Lord, that you would hear our prayers, dear God, as they go up before you, Lord, on her behalf, and remember her companion by her side, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember all of those, Lord, who are on this prayer list, dear God. For, Father, you know, dear God, we know, Lord, that your healing power, Lord, is able, dear Father, to go forward, dear God, for them, dear God. And Lord, we know, dear God, that there may be diseases in the body, dear God, but Lord, that's not a battle for you, dear God, because all power is in your hands, dear God. Lord, you have healing power, dear God, that goes beyond anything that man knows of, dear God, or that mankind can do. And so, Father, we're asking, dear God, that you remember all of those who are on our prayer list. And Lord, remember little Infinity in a very special way, dear God. Oh, Lord, you know about this little child, dear God. And Father, we pray, dear God, your touch of healing, dear God, be upon her, dear Father. Lord, we know you're able to touch, Lord, her lungs and her respiratory system, dear God. And Lord, we're asking, dear God, that you would bless her, dear God, and strengthen her. Remember Sister India, dear God. Father, remember and strengthen her, dear God. And Lord, increase her faith and help her to know, Lord, that the saints, her brothers and sisters, are praying for her, dear God, and praying for her child, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear God, even as we dismiss from this service, dear God. Lord, remember not forgetting Sister Webb, dear God. Bless her. Remember her in the name of Jesus, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would be with her, strengthen her, touch her body. Lord, we know she's due to have some tests, dear God, on her body as well. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would be with her and bless her, dear God. Lord, this we ask of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Brother Robert. I believe he said he had a doctor's appointment to go to likewise, dear God. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would be with him, dear God. Bless him, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be with us, Lord, as we go to our homes. Keep us safe over the highway, dear God. And Lord, we know, Lord, that we won't make it, dear God, except by your mercies. And so, Father, we're looking to you, dear God, to lead, guide, and direct us, dear God. Lord, we pray, Father, that you would bless us in our homes. Keep us safe from harm and danger, Lord. Bring us back at the appointed time. And truly, Lord, we'll give you all the praise, honor, and glory, Lord. Not forgetting, Lord, pray, Lord, your touch on Brother Levester, dear God. We know, Lord, that if he had been able, Lord, he would have been here today, dear Father. So we're asking, Lord, an interest in your healing of his body, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Christ Jesus. And we're thankful, Lord, that you did touch Brother Reggie, Lord. He was ailing in his body, likewise, Lord, but you blessed him and touched him, Lord. He was able to be here today, and we thank you for that. Just continue to have your way, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be a help to one another, Lord, and to souls, Lord, that you put in our pathway. And truly, Lord, we give you all glory and praise as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our hope and our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, sir. I don't have your name. Yes, sir. If you'd like to express yourself, yes, sir. If you would like to express yourself to the congregation, if you would like to say something.
Martin Boutry.
Yes.
Hi, Martin.
I'm glad to have you here. Amen. Amen. If you could face the yes, our visitor's name is Martin Boutry, and we're happy.
Good to have you, sir.
Happy to have you. Amen. We invite you back. We invite you back to come anytime.
Amen.
The other one's answered. Yes, sir. Church is over. Yes, thank you. Anthony? All right.
Oh, you're welcome, sister.
Thank you guys for letting me in.
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank
you're welcome. Thank you. Okay. Thank the Lord.
We're glad to have you, Anthony.